White. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 12, 1898. Dear son Willie, you say you wish you had that which passed before me in Stanmore. There was instruction given in an assembly. Words were addressed to men in responsible positions, and as these things revive to my mind, I am trying to put them with pen and ink where I cannot lose them. Some things I have written to you. Other things are not laid out as distinct as I could wish. I must wait. It will come to me, I feel quite sure. After the council meeting, I saw quite a change being made. As I told you, there was a transferring of workers, and our councillor was saying the same men should not continue a length of time in one place. The health of the cause and the working out of the plans of God demanded that the same gifts in labor in certain lines of work should not continue a length of time. There were families with their goods being drawn away for to be transported to other places. There was a necessity for this in order to leave a positive influence on the work and the cause of God and its advancement. I would encourage the movement you suggest, and believe the Lord is in Elder Daniel's moving to Sydney at this time, and the Lord will tell him what to do next. I did have some things presented, that there was now a more decided work to be done in Sydney and the vicinity. All the suburbs are in a better condition to be worked than at any former period, and the advantages now presented in doing medical missionary work need more calculation and experience brought into the management of the work. I shall be relieved if this change is made. I believe Brother Morse will be less experienced and a help in Melbourne, but with Elder Daniels here in New South Wales, the working force seems more evenly balanced. One thing was certain. Changes must be made for the more healthful warfare before us in the health missionary work. There is needed, in council and management of the work in Sydney, men of larger experience than those who are now connected with the work. Counsel with these young men, who certainly need all the experience of those who have been taught of God, that the work shall not become disproportioned in any of its lines. There are many branches that will grow out of the plant now made in Sydney, and every line of work needs experienced managers. That part may unite with part, making a harmonious whole. More than two or three minds must be given to all. If we will only keep step with the Savior, then the Lord will reveal Himself as a wonderful power to His people. Satan will seek to lead minds to follow his course of action and do after his way and his will, and thus exalt the human agencies, but God does not work in this way. Man is wholly dependent upon God, and just as soon as man shall work away from his purposes, there is an agency comes in to destroy a pure pattern and design which God has given them to work out for his own name's glory. Self-esteem and self-importance will seek for recognition, but all who walk softly and circumspectly before God, hiding self in Jesus Christ, not seeking to make outward display, but trusting all their care and themselves to God, keeping His glory in view, God will honor and make a place for them. Them that honor me will I honor and make a place for him. See 1 Samuel 2. Verse 30. John 14, verse 2. Your position as workers together with God is specified. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted with the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Jude 20-25. We are living in an important period of the world's history. We have no time to make haphazard ventures. We need faith, living faith in God, and we shall be able to advance. For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57, verse 15. Never was there a time when we need more to understand this assurance. We have a great work to do, and heart must unite with heart in love and tender union. We must respect one another. God will use those who will be used as threads to comprise the web of the fabric. Talents of different phases must unite with talent, all blending in a perfect whole. One man is not able to carry forward the work after his mind and desiring. There must be respectful recognition of other minds with whom God is working, in order to the perfection of every man in Christ Jesus. We are to be teachable students in Christ's school before we are able to teach. Whatever advantages one has over another, in some respects, he is not a complete whole. It takes other threads of talents and gifts and knowledge and experience to weave the web after the pattern of the great pattern. Mother, I did not expect to write so much, but I dared not delay.